This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn, and I'm Hezrel Ashraf. So a lot of us have probably been keeping up with news on the COVID-19 vaccines, especially after the government announced that the first batch is due to arrive in Malaysia by the end of this month. With that, Putrajaya is already working on a national immunization plan to vaccinate 80% of our population, and this is to achieve herd immunity by early next year. And today, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has already launched the immunization plan handbook. But medical experts are worried about people who might be hesitant to take the vaccines because of concerns about whether or not they're considered halal. Now, the minister in the Prime Minister's Department in Charge of Religious Affairs, Dato' Sri Dr. Zulkifli Muhammad Al-Bakri, had already announced in December that COVID-19 vaccinations are permissible and even necessary. And this was decided by the government's Special Muzakarah Committee of the National Council for Islamic Religious Affairs. But medical experts are still concerned about potential resistance to COVID-19 vaccination plans by religious anti-vaxxers. Now, to understand how religious authorities are addressing these concerns and whether vaccines need to be halal in the first place, I thought I'd speak with Ustazah Noor Safina Zainal. She's the director of the Maqasid Sharia Division at the Department of Islamic Development Malaysia, or JAKIM. And this division deals with matters related to Islamic legal doctrines and jurisprudence. Ustazah, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Mr. Israel. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh. Thank you, BFM Radio, for inviting JAKIM to this segment and giving opportunity for me to share some info about immunization on Islamic perspective.
Walaikum salam, Ustazah. Now, there's been some concerns by Malaysians that the COVID-19 vaccines Putrajaya has acquired are not halal and therefore cannot be administered. Let's take a step back first. What does Islam say about vaccinations in the first place when it comes to matters pertaining to people's health and well-being, especially in a pandemic? What's allowed and what's not allowed?
In Islam, the care of 5 key points contained in Maqasid Sharia, namely preservation of religion, life, intellect, lineage and wealth is highly demanded. A preservation of 5 criteria represent a very important role in the determination of any ruling in Islam. And Islamic jurisprudence plays a great importance on the sanctity and safety of human life and the protection of livelihood. Efforts to protect human life from any form of danger and harm, such as the development of vaccines, are therefore highly encouraged in Islam. Then preventive actions against things that can cause harm to human health and life is very demanded by Islam in accordance with the method of fiqhia, sadu zari'ah, meaning that blocking doors of damage. That 3 aspects of COVID-19 vaccines that have been considered as permissible are, first, the role of the vaccine as a critical necessity to save life. And secondly, COVID-19 vaccine have been scientifically established, medically authorized as safe and effective, as not expected to cause harm to those who take the vaccine. This was an important consideration in line with the principle of avoidance of harm in Islamic jurisprudence. And thirdly, the permissible of ingredients used in COVID-19 vaccines are fully synthetic and do not contain any animal components or cells. So a vaccine, therefore, is an important means to uphold the principle of the sanctity of human life and the avoidance of harm, as it protects society from the harmful effects of the COVID-19 virus.
So you're saying that when it comes to Islamic jurisprudence, then that life is very important, that life comes first, the sanctity of life.
Yeah.
Right then. So when we consider these points, then legally speaking, what has been the stance of religious scholars and texts on issues relating to immunization? Is there such a thing as halal vaccines or halal medication?
Islam place a holistic stance on immunization. Immunization is a means of prevention against life-threatening disease such as measles, tuberculosis, whooping cough, diphtheria, tetanus, or polio. The use of the vaccine to prevent the danger of disease is allowed by Islam in accordance with the fiqhiyah method. Muqaddamun ala jalbil masalih, meaning prevent damage first, then seek benefit. This is a fiqhiyah method. So as we know, any damage will quickly grow and the danger is greater if it's not prevented early. This requirement is based on Surah Al-Baqarah verse 195, which said, and do not throw yourself into destruction. The immunization is no longer a requirement of an individual, but immunization is now a necessity to society in general. So we would advise and encourage Muslims to be vaccinated once it is available, because it already been medically authorized as safe and effective, as this is a basic necessity to protect life in the context of global pandemic. So you asked me before about the halal, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Maybe we could touch on that point on the nature of vaccines and whether they need to be halal. Yeah.
Yes, Islam essentially prohibits the use of medical drugs or vaccine from illegal sources to cure a disease. This ruling is based on the hadith of the Prophet, which means from the Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, Allah has sent down the disease and the cure, and he has made the cure for every disease. So seek medication and do not medicate with things which are illegal, that means harams. So Islamic scholars agreed that food, including medicines permitted by Islam, must be halalan tayyiban. Halalan tayyiban means good and safe, that have no elements of harm to health and mind. Al-Quran and Hadith stated that material that are originally halal and clean become forbidden when unclean elements are used in the manufacturing process. This is based on Surah Al-A'raf, verse 1, 5, 6, and Allah has forbidden for those dirty.
So then theoretically speaking, or generally speaking, you're saying then that Muslims cannot consume medication and vaccines that contain ingredients that are deemed haram, say, you know, ingredients that originate from a pig, for instance. Then you're saying that the medication or the vaccine would be considered haram.
Yeah. So, however, Islam is a religion of mercy. Not that Islam is a religion of mercy. In emergency situation where no other medications, vaccines or drugs can be used effectively to treat a pandemic of or disease like a COVID-19 virus, while a disease may be prevented and treated to preserve the health and the life, vaccines or drugs with forbidden contents are permissible.
Okay.
Permissible as long as no other vaccines or drugs from halal sources are available.
Okay, so.
And the use is only at a prescribed dose enough to save life. This is based on verse 173 Surah Al Baqarah, meaning whoever is compelled to eat any of this because of absolute necessity without willful disobedience or transgressing due limits in the amount taken, it is no sin for him. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Okay.
Right, and that comes, of course, from the Quran. You just cited the Quran there. I'd like to just clarify on the, I think, terms that you and other people have been using. So you've just used the term permissible.
Is
permissible interchangeable with halal, or is it used in a different context to explain that something can be taken? I mean, does permissible mean halal, or does it mean a separate thing when we look at the definition of these words?
Because the edict from the fatwa, it's called permissible, only permissible.
And when you say fatwa, you're referring to the fatwa issued by the...
Yes, issued on December 3 on 2020.
Right, and that's by the Muzakarah Committee of the National Council for Religious Affairs.
Yes.
Right, so permissible does not necessarily mean halal, right? It's not a synonym in terms of when you look at the grammar.
For vaccine, there's not a halal certificate yet. For now, there's no certificate halal for vaccines.
All right, understood. I also just want to clarify when you cited the issue of what is permissible and what isn't. You cited by Quranic sources, but what do you mean by fiqhiya? Could you explain to us what that is, where it comes from?
Fiqhiya is in maqasid syariah. The kaida we use, the methods we use in when we want to make a rules or edict, we use a kaida fiqhiya. I mean fiqhiya method to make a consideration whether maslaha or mafsada means for the best interest of the public. Kaida fiqhiya is also in Al Quran and Sunnah.
All right. Generally speaking, are religious bodies like JAKIM involved in the licensing and authorization of medical drugs and vaccines in any way, or does this function solely fall under the Ministry of Health?
For your information, JAKIM is a secretariat for the Muzakarah Committee of the National Council for Islamic Affairs. So in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and other ministries and local universities, JAKIM has played an active role in medical so far and healthcare issues regarding to COVID-19 vaccine. JAKIM also has drawn conclusion and recommendation from the Islamic perspective as a guideline to all Muslims in Indonesia. So JAKIM approach to the issues of medical drugs and vaccines, such as COVID-19 vaccine, is that of a detailed critical inspection and analytical research. This was accomplished by setting up the Sharia Committee. We have a Sharia Committee whose members consist of experts with their own competencies from various disciplines, such as religious dogma, Islamic jurisprudence, medicines and pharmacy, and as well as biotechnology. The committee is responsible for identifying contemporary issues faced by Muslims that require religious elucidations and the ruling thereof, if any. So moreover, JAKIM also created a forum for intellectual dialogue with scholars, theologians, notable figures from within and outside country to discuss particular issues such as medical drugs, vaccines, and bioethical issues before and after a religious edict is made. In assessing the issues, the effect and risk will be evaluated and examined from the standpoint of Islamic views by the aforementioned expert, so as to ensure that they benefit humanity. Recommendation made by the state specialist will then be submitted to Muzakarah Committee for the formulation of a religious edict. At this stage, a second opinion from experts in related fields will be acquired to obviate any possibility of ambiguity before the final decree or edict is promulgated. That is the role of JAKIM.
Right, and this is the role of JAKIM in general, right? It's not just for the COVID-19 vaccines. You're saying has been the role of JAKIM for other vaccines and other medical-related issues.
Right.
So, I mean, just to clarify then, you're saying that the Muzakarah Committee of the National Council for Islamic Religious Affairs in Malaysia has decreed that the COVID-19 vaccine is permissible to take, and that that all Malaysians, and especially Muslims, can take the vaccine. Okay. But you're just saying that there is no halal certification for it formally, but it is permissible.
Permissible.
Okay. All right, on that note, we do need to go for a quick break. I'm speaking with Ustazah Noor Safina Zainal, Director of the Maqasid Sharia Division at JAKIM, about concerns surrounding the halal status of COVID-19 vaccines and how JAKIM is addressing these concerns to help the government vaccinate Malaysians. We'll be back with more on Live and Learn, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Live and Learn. I'm Hazrul Ashraf, and today I'm joined by Ustazah Noor Safina Zainal, the Director of the Maqasid Sharia Division at JAKIM. We're speaking about COVID-19 vaccinations, specifically concerns by some Malaysians that they are not halal, and how JAKIM is addressing these concerns to help the government implement the National Immunization Plan for COVID-19. So Ustazah, we've already established that the COVID-19 vaccines are permissible for Muslims to take. Now, Health Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Adam Baba has announced that the first phase of the National Immunization Plan for COVID-19 will begin as soon as the first batch of vaccines by Pfizer and BioNTech arrive at the end of this month in February. How will JAKIM be involved in this plan? What role will it be playing?
This is not denying that. Most likely, the majority of people believe vaccines to be a distinctive discipline involving medical professionals or scientists to the exclusion of all others. The importance of the matter has driven JAKIM to take various initiatives, not only for this vaccine and for all the vaccines, for the all the medicines, in order to expose the general public by carrying out various programs. The approach used by JAKIM to ensure the COVID-19 issues on Islamic perspective are adequately disseminated and clearly understood by the general public. That is very important. The educational info and programs will carry out to draw in people from all walks of life, be they civil servant, the youth, community leaders, politicians, NGOs and religious elites throughout Malaysia. To further disseminate, JAKIM will also utilize cyberspace via its social media, and other approaches include the use of the pulpit on the significance of vaccinations on Maqasid Syariah perspective. That is, JAKIM will be involved in this plan, not only on provide the rules, but we also will involve to communicate with people,
right,
to make them understand about the vaccines.
And is there a schedule already planned out? Has this plan already been finalized, or is it still being developed by JAKIM?
It's ongoing now.
Okay. Yeah. So one concern that's been brought up by medical experts, speaking of medical experts, is people's potential resistance to COVID-19 vaccines, especially people who might still not understand, the government's decision to make the vaccines permissible. How will you be addressing people who might still be hesitant to taking the COVID-19 vaccines over religious concerns?
Even though health and medical authorities worldwide have stressed the safety of the vaccines, which are instrumental in helping to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control, anti-vaxxers continue to propagate that the vaccine shots contain substance forbidden by Islam. This phenomenon of refusing immunization, I think it is extremely disturbing. This act is not only harmful to the individuals who refuse or hesitate the vaccine, but it will affect our young children who are our future generation, and also can be source of spread of dangerous infectious diseases.
Right.
In this respect, Islam emphasizes human security. It should be understood that any methods to be implemented for the benefits of Ummah should not conflict with the Maqasid Sharia of a preservation of religion, life, intellect, lineage, and wealth. According to jurists, any illness should be avoided, treated, and cured. In this context, the prevention of any form of symptoms that can affect the health and life are being held as priorities in Islam. The issue concerning the use of prohibited substance in COVID-19 vaccines has already been settled following lengthy discussions on the matter by religious scholars. To that effect, many local and international fatwas or ruling issued with regard to vaccines can be referenced. The question of whether this COVID-19 vaccine is made from forbidden substance doesn't arise. Hence, Muslims in this country need not have to worry about the allegations that the COVID-19 vaccines have elements prohibited by Islam. Muzakarah Committee of National Council for Islamic Religious Affairs Malaysia since 1988 has already released rulings that are directly related to immunization to guide all Muslims, such as hepatitis B, Islamic views on immunization against measles, tuberculosis, whooping cough, diphtheria, tetanus, and polio, rubella, the use of meningococcal meningitis vaccine, the use of Rotatec and BioTrack vaccine, the use of human papilloma virus vaccines, and the use of menbio meningitis vaccine. So I would like to give an example, and let's see how the use of vaccine from religious perspective provided us a guideline to prevent harm. Meningococcal meningitis is an infectious disease caused by Neisseria meningitis bacteria. This disease causes inflammation of the lining of the brain and spinal cord. These bacteria are spread through direct contact with droplets from the nose and mouth of the infected patient. Meningococcal meningitis occurs sporadically in Malaysia at a low incidence. However, the occurrence of this disease in North African continent is high with frequent outbreaks. This disease can be prevented through immunization using meningococcal meningitis vaccines. So Kingdom of Saudi Arabia found that the risk of meningococcal meningitis infections among pilgrims during the Hajj and Umrah in Saudi Arabia is high. And for this reason, all Hajj and Umrah pilgrims are required to get immunized against meningococcal meningitis before Hajj Umrah visas are released. The law by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia requiring Hajj Umrah pilgrims to be immunized was started in 1988. This one example proof how significant the vaccines are to protect life from the risk of disease. In other words, no vaccine would be allowed to be used without strong justification.
So I just want to look at the mechanisms of, you know, addressing these concerns. I mean, will Jakim be working with, you know, other religious authorities, say mosques, religious leaders, or is that plan still being reviewed by Jakim in terms of reaching out to especially rural areas and kampungs? I imagine sometimes it must be hard to reach people online. So will you have on-the-ground efforts to help the government communicate the safety and the permissibility of the COVID-19 vaccine?
We have our imam, our scholars, our teachers at school who can disseminate all the info, the edicts, what is a Muzakarah Committee has provided.
So you're saying these are Jakim officials then?
Yeah, we have our imam, our teachers, and all they can disseminate all the information.
Now, we've already touched on the Muzakarah Committee's decision, which is the highest religious body in Malaysia when it comes to deciding medical issues and the permissibility of medicines and vaccines. And they've declared that the COVID-19 vaccine is permissible and obligatory, actually. Not just permissible, but obligatory. It's harus dan wajib. So you said that there is no halal certification for the COVID-19 vaccine. Then how did they arrive at this decision? You said that the Muzakara Committee had issued an edict. What does that mean then? Is this edict legally binding?
Yes, it was declared through a special meeting of the Muzakara Committee on December 3, 2020. The committee has decided that the use of COVID-19 vaccine is permissible, harus, and obligatory wajib for groups which have been identified by the government. The decision also has was presented to the Conference of Ruler Majlis Raja-Raja. So, yes, it was a fatwa through a fatwa committee.
All right. Is there a final message that you'd like to leave us with? What would you tell Malaysians, particularly Muslim individuals who might hesitate to take the COVID-19 vaccines once they arrive?
The use of vaccines to protect people from being infected with a dangerous disease is not a foreign solution or action in Islamic perspective. As I said before, since 1988, Muzakara of the National Council for Islamic Religious Affairs of Malaysia has released some rulings that are directly related to immunization to guide all Muslims. The use of COVID-19 vaccines is the decision made by the government in a matter that is regarded maslahah for the best interest of the public. After taking into consideration factors and views from ulama and experts and those with authority. Since COVID-19 is a highly contagious disease that puts thousands of lives at risk, the use of the vaccines are acceptable. At the international level, the World Fatwa Institution have issued edicts on the use of vaccines. In this regard, last but not least, I would like to call on all Malaysians, especially Muslims, to adhere and give full trust to the government as Ulil Amri in tackling the spread of COVID-19 pandemic through the use of vaccine. Hope everything goes well. And may Allah ease everything for us. So thank you very much, Mr. Hazril.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Ustazah. Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. That was Ustazah Noor Safina Zainal, the director of the Maqasid Sharia Division at the Department of Islamic Development Malaysia, or JAKIM. We spoke about the religious parameters when it comes to vaccines and vaccinations. And this is, of course, in light of concerns by medical experts that there could be Malaysians who are hesitant to take it due to concerns about the halal status of COVID-19 vaccines ahead of their arrival at the end of this month, you know, and the national immunization plan by Putrajaya. If you missed any of today's conversation or previous Live and Learn episodes, do check out our podcast on the BFM app, bfm.my, or you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Hazrul Ashraf. You've been listening to Live and Learn on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.